Senate Bill 24 would name the South Nordic Drive Bridge over Hammer Slough after Lewis Miller, a Petersburg pioneer and carpenter. Miller moved to Petersburg at the age of 40 in 1901. He worked as a carpenter and is credited with building the first house in town south of the slough. He was also a foreman for the volunteer labor force that built the Sons of Norway Hall. Miller had a boat repair shop, a moorage float, and a blacksmith's shop on Hammer Slough, and he lived there until his death in 1955. Petersburg City Council voted last summer to name the bridge after Miller. Sitka Republican Bert Stedman says the bill will honor an important figure in the community.
My understanding is he was a head carpenter of Peter Bushman, the founder of Petersburg. That was a request by the city council. Also, to name the new ferry terminal, the Richard Dewey Duvall Ferry Terminal, out at the end of the Mitkoff Highway. And those bills should be read across the first day of session, and we'll work those through the committee process. And hopefully, at the end of the session this year, we'll be able to bring those bills to completion for the community.
Senate Bill 25 would name the South Mitkoff Ferry Terminal after Richard Dewey Duvall, who passed away last year at the age of 65. Stedman says it's a good way to honor Duvall.
He was active in creation and management of the Inner Island Ferry, took a very personal interest in its success, and donated a lot of time and effort to helping the Inner Island Ferry succeed.
Duvall was a city councilor and Petersburg's first representative on the Inner Island Ferry Authority Board of Directors. He later worked as the IFA's terminal agent and security officer at the South Mitkoff Ferry Terminal. The IFA uses that terminal for seasonal service to Wrangell and Kaufman Cove. Construction on the dock and trestle and parking lot and terminal trailer was finished in 2006. Petersburg's representative in the Alaska House, Wrangell Republican Peggy Wilson, says she's excited about those two pieces of legislation.
I think, you know, I think it's very appropriate under the circumstances, I'm kind of excited about it. And we'll see how they progress. Usually things like that, you kind of want to depend on the feelings of the community itself also. So I think a little bit of that is going to go back and see how the community feels. But I think that they're pretty positive about it also.
The two bills are among dozens filed before Tuesday's start of the first session of the 26th Alaska Legislature. With help from Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld in Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.